Minister Amit Shah has said that White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming, and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. He was speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi yesterday on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry. He said, "Today India has become the largest milk producing country in the world." Mr. Shah said, "Maximum women are engaged in dairy sector with some generating business worth 60,000 crore rupees in Gujarat alone." The Cooperation Minister said, "It was long-standing demand that there should have been a Ministry for Cooperation, and this demand was fulfilled by the NDA government." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. Election campaigning has intensified in Haryana. Bharatiya Janata Party's National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda addressed the party workers' conference in Rohtak yesterday. Mr. Nadda said that under BJP rule, Haryana has developed an image as a state that provides jobs based on merit. He said that the state has become scam-free and development-oriented and is moving ahead. Mr. Nadda also highlighted the development works and achievements of BJP over the last 10 years. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today a plea challenging the refusal of National Board of Examinations, NBE, to disclose question papers, answer keys or response sheets of candidates of the National Eligibility cum Entrance NEET PG 2024 exam. The NEET PG exam was conducted by NBE on August 11th and the results were announced on August 23rd. As per the cause list published on the website of the Apex Court, a bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will resume hearing the matter today. Last week, the bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Myara, agreed to examine the issues raised in the petition and asked the petitioner's side to serve a copy of the plea on the NBE apart from serving the standing counsel. The plea said that there was a clear lack of transparency in the conduct of the examination since none of the documents allowed students to check their performance, adding that neither the question paper nor the response sheet filled in by candidates nor answer key was supplied to the students and merely a scorecard has been provided. Junior doctors of all the medical colleges of West Bengal will withdraw their cease work today. They will join the emergency duties from today. A unanimous decision was taken by them yesterday. The junior doctors under the umbrella organization West Bengal Junior Doctors Front were sitting in front of Swasthya Bhavan in State Health Department for more than a week, demanding justice for the PGT doctor who was raped and murdered brutally while on duty at the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th of August. A meeting of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was held in New Delhi yesterday. The committee has been constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal. The 31 members committee consists 21 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. The bill has provision of renaming the Waqf Act 1995 and the Unified Waqf Management. And that is the end of this news bulletin.